Chinese government orphanages are struggling to cope with tens of thousands of new orphans each year. Many critics say a side effect of China's one-child policy has been more orphans, as parents abandon any child that is not physically perfect. An American aid worker has stepped into this sometimes volatile debate. As part of NPR's occasional series focusing on the lives of Americans living abroad, NPR's Rob Gifford visited Tim Baker, a native of Green Bay, Wisconsin, who has founded a children's home in China.
Standing in a sparsely furnished office in the town of Langfang, just outside Beijing, a tall American is giving directions on the phone.
Hey, 你好, Xiao Wang. Hey, 你知道那个天津高速公路?
Tim Baker has been busy making preparations all day for the arrival of a driver with a delicate cargo. Seven new orphans are being driven for 9 hours across country to the children's home he runs here in Langfang. Baker looks a lot younger than his 48 years. He has thick, long hair, a goatee beard, and a pierced ear. He and his wife of 25 years have three biological children, aged 22, 20, and 15. And since the Bakers moved to China 15 years ago, they've adopted four Chinese children, all of them with special needs.
We came to China in 1988 to teach English. Shortly after we arrived here, we became volunteers at the local orphanage. And we fell in love with those kids, and we began doing volunteer work. Several years later, we adopted one of the little girls from the orphanage, and then we wanted to do something more to help kids like her, so we organized a foundation.
They named it the Philip Hayden Foundation, after a fellow American teacher and orphanage volunteer who tragically died in China in 1994, aged 28. The following year, Baker and his wife gave up their teaching and began to work with orphans full-time. Soon, they'll have room for 170 children in 10 separate houses, a children's village, they call it.
Most of the children that we have here were abandoned because they have some sort of special physical problem. And we have children with cleft lips and palates and spina bifida, Children with burns, clubbed feet, and other problems. And China has a one-child policy. People who have children who have birth defects and this kind of thing will often abandon them because there's really nothing else they can do. There's no other hope for them.
Some of the 8,000 children adopted by U.S. couples every year in China have come from the children's village here. The aim, Tim Baker says, is to bring in children with special needs, fix them up, as he puts it, then look for people who want to adopt them or become foster parents, either in China or abroad. Word comes from outside that the babies have arrived, and Baker heads out into the dusty courtyard to welcome them. The portly Chinese official has traveled all day from his orphanage bringing the babies, some of them only a few days old. They're bundled up and laid like sardines on the back seats of the battered old van.
Seven new babies, how exciting. Some of these kids have cleft lips and palates.
Baker takes a tiny frightened baby in his arms. The child has a severe double cleft palate, so there's a gaping hole in his face between his mouth and nose. Baker says about 30% of the children brought to Langfang have cleft palates. The seven newborns are brought into the nursery of one of the children's homes. The foundation rents the white tiled building from a bankrupt factory next door and has spruced it up with a layer of pink paint. Inside are seven old cots for the babies donated by supporters of the project. The house is not luxurious, but it's many times better than most Chinese orphanages, which are very basic indeed. A pile of donated clothes sits nearby. Several Chinese staff are standing by, ready to bathe, feed, and sometimes sing to the children. A A spontaneous chorus of Amazing Grace in Chinese is not unusual here. 80% of the 90 staff are Chinese, and most of the staff, foreign and Chinese, are Christians. 37-year-old John Bentley gave up a well-paid job as a government lawyer in Maryland to move to China. He says Tim Baker is changing the way foreign NGOs, especially Christian ones, function here.
The thing that makes Tim unique is that he's one of the rare ones that chose to go above ground. A lot of times Christians go underground and like to sneak around, and Tim thought, why don't we engage him? And it's really helped us in our work in the long term.
Neither Bentley nor Baker is interested in politics. Whether they agree with the one-child policy or not doesn't matter, says Baker. It's there, and those are simply the circumstances they're working under. He says Communist Party officials these days are easier to work with than before. They're pragmatists, he adds, not ideologues. He says he's never had any problems with the authorities because of his Christian faith, perhaps because of the way he practices it.
St. Francis said, preach the gospel every day, and if need be, use words. That's sort of been my motto. I want people to see my faith and not hear about it so much. In fact, there's a Chinese proverb too that says, seeing something once is better than hearing about it 100 times.
And the future? That, Baker says, is in God's hands. He says he loves his homeland, he loves Green Bay, Wisconsin. But his friends all say that every day he's becoming more and more Chinese.
I love America. I think it's the greatest country on earth, you know, to be honest with you. It's a fun place to visit and that kind of thing. But I really don't have a strong desire to move back there permanently. I love my life in China, and I wouldn't trade places with anyone else in the world.
He says he and his wife have decided that they may go back to the U.S. for breaks occasionally, but long-term they want to continue working for the Philip Hayden Foundation in China, and, God willing, they'll stay here until they die. Rob Gifford, NPR News, in Langfang, northern China.
Photographs of the children's village and information about the Philip Hayden Foundation are at npr.org.